I can't see shit right now.
Don't run me into something.
What the fuck are you? Right, what is this? I'm so nervous.
All right, go here. And right there.
Okay.
Perfect.
What's going to happen to me?
Here's your microphone.
What is going to happen?
Nothing. Just wait for Noel to tell you when to take off your blindfold. And whenever he says you can take it
what
off.
What is this? Oh, that's the... I feel like something's going to come attack me right now. What is that? What is that?
Good morning! Go ahead and take that blindfold off, brother. Happy 300, my guy. How are you?
You like it? What the fuck is this?
What is it? Oh, let me show you. It's my new truck. Shit's good, right? It smells good, right?
This is the sickest thing I've ever seen.
I know, you can't have one. But it's cool, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I could pull it forward a little more, couldn't I? Yeah, I could. Let me roll this bad bitch in.
Wait, it's a right? The steering wheel's on the wrong side.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did you even get this from?
Let me show you.
It smells good in here, right?
Yeah, it smells like diesel.
I love fuel. This smell.
It smells like a go-kart track. Stop Sorry. Revving it, dude. It's gonna.
I just
gonna
I can't help
carbon
it.
Carbon monoxide poisoning. Hey, what is that sound?
Stop.
Stop. Okay, all right. I'll stop. Smell.
Smells pretty good. Smells like a go-kart track.
Huh?
Smells like a go-kart track.
It does.
Happy 300.
Thanks. Happy 300, bro.
300 episodes.
Come here.
Bring it in, man. Now I got us a gift.
Us?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, I wanted to surprise you.
Can I? Do I need to use a mic or?
No, you're laughing.
Okay, okay.
You're going to have to, yeah. We'll show you the gift in just a moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is when I go back out.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. TMGStudios.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGStudios.tv. I cannot enjoy this one.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my R season.
The so-called flying saucers.
Signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
All right, we're rolling. Okay, you can undo your
yeah.
So I got us a gift.
Okay.
Yeah, just don't look too hard at it. What? No. First of all, hello, everybody. It's our 300th episode.
Which is fucking insane.
Pretty insane.
I was thinking that. I was like, how many years is that? Six.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
6 years, man.
Well, almost 6 years. But
call it. That's, round up. Fuck it.
That's a long time for a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I wanted to get us a little gift. I wanted to surprise the show. First of all, we'll talk about the truck in a second.
Yeah, I need to know how this came to be.
Yeah, we'll talk about this in a moment.
Because it's sick.
Yeah, thank you.
Do we get to keep it?
We can talk about that.
Yeah, we can
definitely talk about
that.
Okay. All right, so this is cool. But By the way,
for people listening, Noel drove a truck onto the set.
Yeah.
As I was blindfolded.
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
Ah, for fuck's sake, dude.
Ha 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 ha
Like, we're having this, like, sentimental moment, and...
I'm sorry.
For you to just do that in the middle of it...
I'm sorry.
It's a little bit messed up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That just scared the shit out of me.
Well, dude, speaking of the truck and surprises, I wanted to surprise us. I don't think there's really any way I could tee this up, so...
You know what? Can I guess what it is?
Yeah, take a guess.
I think that this is, like, the... Remember a long time ago we like came upon like the semen extractor machine?
You know what's really good about that?
Is it actually?
Oh, well.
No way.
What if I told you that we didn't have to go to Vegas anymore?
Oh my God! No way! No fucking way. Dude.
He's like a moth to a flame. Like a moth to a flame.
Oh, fuck, my bad.
Yeah, dude. Get it. I wish you guys could see his face from this side.
Bonus! That's huge!
Yeah, it's massive.
Six gold records.
Eight free spins.
See?
This might be copywritten, so.
It definitely is.
Shut up. Shush.
Turn the volume down on this thing. So for people listening, it's our own slot machine. Shut up. Sorry, I won too much.
Yeah, he won a big bonus.
I won
so
too
now
many
we're
spins.
Fucking... All right, we had to pick a monkey.
Yeah,
sorry.
I had to pick a monkey. Who are the monkeys?
It's a band from like back in the day.
10.
What do we
win? Look at this shit.
We're winning. We're fucking winning.
$16, $17, $18. Keep it going. $18.
Oh, we got more spins.
Four more spins left.
Shit.
See, this is what it's fucking about right here. This is such a rush. Is it not?
You don't have to tell me.
Oh, my God.
Everyone listening is like, fuck no. This is complete.
Oh,
you got to pick a monkey.
Respin and multiplier.
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, no. Oh. 2x. 8 more spins. Oh, no.
This is what it's about right here.
8 more spins.
Do you not feel this energy in here, this rush?
I didn't feel the carbon monoxide.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm a little bit lightheaded from the fucking exhaust of this car.
So we're down $19,500.
Now we're up. Welcome to the TMG podcast. We're up $21 right now and looking for more, all right? We got 4 more free spins left.
Oh,
We got to pick a monkey. Hold on. Everyone knows.
We'll take it.
Green monkey on the right when it's
4
when it's
TVs,
11.
And close. we got 4 more spins.
10:49. It's an odd number. You always pick the right monkey.
Right.
Always.
We got 3 more spins, folks.
Remember, we're not saying please anymore. We're not saying please.
Uh-uh. 4 TVs, spinning streak. That's a 6th TV. I said 4, but it was really 5.
Wait. Even number. Left monkey, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cody, you got a visor right there if you want it.
Huh? Oh, yes, please. Viva Lost Monkeys.
Yep. Come on, big tambourines.
Come on, big tambourine bonus. Big tambourine bonus. Hold on. 10:50 still even left, please. Quick. Yep.
300 credits. We'll take it.
300 credits. We'll take that. Thank you
very
much.
One more spin remaining. Come on. Can we get a board full of tambourines?
This is actually fucking insane, this spin.
Yeah. It's Shut up and spin!
We're not going to be able to play this entire segment. No. $42! And that's how it's done.
That's what a big win looks like.
That's a stupendous win dance right there. Oh, sorry, big win.
It's a big-ass win.
Oh, my God. What a rush.
I feel like I just did a bump or something.
No.
This is what runner's high feels like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just,
but way worse.
Okay, I think I'm going to start running then.
Yeah.
You've just sold me on running. Wait.
So do we get to keep this?
This is ours.
Really?
This is ours. The slot machine is fully ours.
But the truck?
We can make this ours.
For the low, low price of?
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk
the
about
low, low price of, we'll talk about
okay,
it.
Okay.
You want me to make a call?
What?
Ovi, can you text our mans? Big shout out to Oiwa, our guy George at Oiwa. He set us up with this. And big thank you to the crew. Ovi, Luke, everybody. Lauren got this thing in here. She knew how to drive stick.
Yeah, wow.
Who else is working on this project? Ryan, Zach, Sydney, who else?
Thank you, guys.
Izzy was on it. Cash was here. Everybody.
And what is this truck?
This is a K truck. K-E-I.
I love it. It's
all the way
so
from
cool.
Nippon, Japan.
Okay.
All the way over here.
Like you shipped it over just for this?
Well, our guy George specializes in importing these.
And so he imported it just for the 300th episode?
Yeah. That's how...
Wow, dude. Shout out to you, man. That's really special.
It took 2 months,
Thank you so much.
He knew. When we hit episode 275, he
was keeping track, right?
I got to make sure
yeah.
I get this here in time.
It's a sick truck.
Yeah. So,
and this? Does this actually pay out?
Oh, yeah. Let me collect. $2,721.
$40 of that is mine, I'll have you know.
So
where's the cashier?
Yeah. Where's the cashier?
Are you the? Do you want
to? I think it's us, technically. I think we got to pay it out, technically.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Aww. Doesn't like come with like money in it?
No, I'm sorry.
Aww.
Yeah, that part.
Take it back.
Yeah, so again, tmgstudios.tv. we're going to have to fuel Cody's addiction.
We're going to need those subs, guys.
And Cody's not going to be the only one with a coke addiction. I'm definitely going to be hitting lines. You guys are going to start the next episode. I'm just going to be sitting here just chain smoking.
Like, dude, have you slept? Yeah, I've been here since last week.
Excuse me.
I never left the studio after last episode. It's been here the whole time.
Yeah.
Hit a stupendous win. Mega win.
Superfluous win.
Superfluous? Is that even a word?
It's super and marvelous. Superb and marvelous together.
Damn, that's a rare one. Well, I actually got you a gift, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it's also car related.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you went the quality route.
Okay.
I veered towards the quantity route.
Okay. You got me 100 Porsches? Oh my God, dude. What? Holy shit. Wow. This is good.
That is 300 Hot Wheels, which is
if I just
nowhere near the amount I thought it was going to look like. When I said 300 Hot Wheels, I pictured it to be like, you know, like a mound over the wheelbarrow, but...
Wow, this episode is over. It's actually sick.
Yeah, so now we have my biggest vice and Noel's biggest vice on set.
This is the one. Just have a seat and smile. Look right to that camera.
Man. Happiest day of our lives.
Yeah. Pretty insane. Pretty insane, dude. Thank you
this
for the 300
nowhere
cars.
Nowhere near the amount. I thought it was going to be like heaping. You know?
You need like 1,000.
Like, I know.
Yeah, I felt you.
This is like when you first see like $10,000 in a briefcase and it's like a stack like this big and you're like, oh,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Everyone relates to that, by the way, on audio. They're like, when I receive $10,000 in a briefcase.
No. I don't mean like I've seen that myself. I mean like you've seen it in like a video or something.
Yeah.
That's like always in like comedies.
Deal or no deal?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kidding though. I have seen that many times.
So you're just going to fucking, I was going to say, you're just going to tease me? You're actually going to rip one through there? We'll do it later.
Yeah, we'll do it later.
We'll do it later, man. So it is a celebration, right?
Gonna be making that sound the whole time.
Yes, calling your name.
No, just that.
Just that, yeah. Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the sound. That's the sound of success.
I was saying that like I was annoyed, but I'm almost drawn to that noise.
Yeah. It's fine. The noise gate will cut it out.
Sounds like freedom, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well.
Like you're drifting through the casino floor.
If we just load up. We shouldn't because it's not cool.
What?
We just lit up a stove right now. It's not cool to do. It's definitely not. It's not all right to do. It is a celebration, so I do think we deserve a cake.
Okay. Well, wait, what? What do we got here? What kind of cake is this?
Oh my God.
Give me that fucking knife.
Oh my God.
Do it.
Don't you want to just fucking.
We'll do the limbs first so that it feels it, you know?
Huh? Where do you want to cut? That's what I'm saying. You got to do.
Oh!
Look at that. For people listening, this is a cake that looks like a gigantic lobster. And very realistic too. With the sand? I do. Let's see. Ah! Ah!
That's how you're supposed to do it, right to the back of the head.
There you go.
Yeah.
Put it out of its misery.
All right, now we can sit and smile. What a if this just isn't the last 6 months in an image.
This is sick.
Happy 300, everybody.
Happy 300.
And obviously...
Oh my God, look at this.
Obviously, massive thank you.
These look horrible.
Yeah, I know. We look terrible.
These look horrible.
Massive, massive thank you to everybody who listens, watches, supports the show.
For almost 6 years.
Almost 6 years now. It's...
And whether you're a new listener or an old listener, we love you all the same.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Thank you for, just being along for the ride. It's like, what do we talk about now? You know, speaking of, not speaking of anything. This actually has no relation.
Yeah.
Did you?
Segue bongo. Sorry. Djembe, or what is
Djembe?
It?
Yeah, djembe.
Djembe, yeah.
Djembe.
The segue djembe.
Oh, man. There was a... Did you see that submarine documentary on Netflix?
No.
Scary shit, man.
About the sub?
No.
Oh.
Different sub.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't go in these rich guys... nautical aerospace, just don't ride them.
What happened,
bro? This is not really a happy turn.
Okay.
It's really
uh-oh, I don't even know. Sadness djembe.
Yeah. I'm really about to Kid Cudi the moment.
Yeah, dude, we've been on cloud nine, so
yeah. Well, it wouldn't high. Be right if we didn't have a fucking...
Yeah, bring me back down. What do you got?
Yeah, so can you pull it up? Yeah, Into the Deep, the submarine murder case. So
fun. Cool.
Can you get the name? His name's Madsen. And all I could think about was Succession the whole time. Peter Madsen.
Yeah.
So he was this Danish, or look it up. I believe he's Danish. Anyway, there's a group of people that started, I think it was like Copenhagen something. the short name for it was CS, and they were trying to start like a nautical aerospace independent company, and he was part of it. But then things kind of went off the rails, so then he broke off into his own thing, and they were working in the same area. So like the companies were located in like a shipping yard,
okay,
and they were across from each other. And so he started his company, RML, where they were both kind of competing to build submarines and self-funded spaceships. And it was kind of like this competition in his mind. And you could tell he got the boot probably because he was a little fucking crazy.
Okay.
And so he goes off on a random nautical journey with an Australian reporter. There's an Australian documentary person who was like filming all this. And simultaneously, a journalist from Wired came to basically do a piece on this guy, Peter Madsen. And so he decides to take her out to sea and show her their submarine.
Okay.
And then the submarine sinks to the bottom of the ocean. They're like trying to call him. Well, excuse me. Let me backtrack. He goes missing. And then they find him somehow. And the submarine had sunk to the bottom of like the Copenhagen like harbor or some shit.
But he was alive.
He was alive.
Okay.
And he goes, I was the only one on board. I dropped the journalist off. I don't know where she is, but they couldn't find her either. So then they arrest him because they can't find her. And spoiler alert, he hacked her to pieces. Yeah.
Why?
Well, they start going through his hard drive and they find like he clearly has an obsession. And what's really scary and creepy about this whole thing is it's one of those moments where, you know, they capture someone on camera before they do something terrible, but they have all the fucking evidence of like the weapons he used. Like they're looking in the background of each of the shots and they notice the before and after, like after she was murdered, like on the day.
Oh God.
They're like, oh, this saw is different. And he was holding a lead pipe in this shot. Oh. And it's really brutal. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so just had to bring it back down.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Yeah, happy 300. I just had to really... Should we maybe not include that?
No, we should. We should.
I don't know. It was really traumatic, and I just had to share.
Was it a good documentary, at least?
I don't know if you could call that a good documentary.
It's just sad.
Yeah, the whole time I'm just thinking, well, that's fucked up.
That sucks.
Yeah, this guy's not a good person.
Yeah, that's...
So he's doing a life sentence, but it's in Denmark, which means he's just staying at like a extended stay. He's sitting in a college dorm room for 30 years.
Are prisons there like bougie?
In Scandinavia, I believe they are.
Really?
Yeah, generally. Yeah. I think they should do like a Viking punishment death or something.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, just like tie him to the front of a
lobster wood. Death.
Actually, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They just catch him in a big net.
Tear his limbs off one by one.
Yeah.
Or just tear him in half.
Yeah. No! He deserves it, honestly.
Chuck him in a bin.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bad person, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting me know about that.
Yeah, now you just have that information.
Yeah. That really was a sadness djembe.
Yeah. I just say that, you know, it was like, you know, the algorithm is definitely feeding me death lately. Okay. You know, it's just the algorithm's like, you want more?
Yeah.
Well, there was those four people that died in that boating TikTok challenge.
Yeah. It's kind of funny that Twitter like designates how you're going to feel that day. And it decides.
Yeah.
Every morning. I think someone's programming. On the back end, they're like, well, Noel's going to be angry today.
Yeah. Angry.
Or Noel's going to be sad today.
Mm. Yeah.
Or like, you know, depressed.
Yeah.
Doomed.
Yeah.
Let's give him a whole bunch of murder shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I always say, like, are you sad or is it the algorithm?
Yeah. It's so true. It's so fucking true. I deleted Twitter off my phone and it's like, I have felt happy.
Yeah.
Again. Like every day I was just starting my day with this, like, oh, what the fuck is this guy saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a good feeling.
Can we pause right quick?
No.
Yes. We can push this shit. Luke's computer,
Maybe.
Okay.
Crashing. Let's pause.
We had to take a quick break because the computer crashed. But I also, we shut down the slot.
Yeah.
So we could focus.
Yeah. what we were talking about, because I was like, is this even legal to have this in California? And
but we're not in California, so.
Oh, it's true. We are in space. That's a good point. So we're safe up here.
We're totally good. But yes, it would be illegal to have.
Yes.
If we were running a covert slot room.
Yeah. Which would be like the way less cool version of a poker room.
Yeah.
Like where like high class, like, you know, celebs come in.
Yeah.
Like Molly's game.
But no.
You know, you have fucking, what's his face coming in? Leo's friend.
Yeah. Leo's friend.
No, the celebrity.
Oh. Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, no, no. Who's like the poker fiend? The guy that played not Charlie Chaplin, but fucking. I'm so bad with this shit, dude. No, the other, you know, like the extravagant parties and shit like that.
Great Gatsby.
Yeah, Great Gatsby. Who? No, that was Leo.
That was Leo.
Who was the other guy?
In the Great Gatsby?
Yeah, the guy that wanted the girl.
Tom Holland?
Tobey Maguire. Yes, he's like a poker hound.
Oh, is he?
You never read Molly's Game or watched it?
No, no.
Oh.
No.
He was like one of the main guys that would go and just like buy in with like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Got it.
So instead of that, we run a slot room and it's all senior citizens that come in and we run it. You know, we wear suits and we walk around we have just rows of slots.
Yeah.
And it's like in a basement somewhere.
Yeah.
And we walk around. Gladys, good to see you.
And she's like,
hey, Cody, you know, my son-in-law says, okay, don't care. Beatrice, good to see you.
If I win, I think I might be able to buy some insulin.
Yep, okay. Well, then you better keep playing, Beatrice, okay?
Huh?
Keep smacking the button.
My hearing aid died last week. I haven't been able to...
Keep smacking the button.
Racking the button?
Smack the button.
Smack
the button. Keep going. Your luck will turn around. Just keep playing.
You
don't say please.
You want me to turn around?
Never mind. God, she sucks.
I mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the button.
Keep smacking the button. Exactly.
That's what I'll, you know, and that's how I'll talk when I hit the floor.
Yeah.
They'll be like,
Noel's here.
Noel.
And I'm like, ladies, one at a time. Relax. My partner, he's very good with the button. Very good with the button. Maybe he'll come by and smack that one for you.
Oh, stop teasing.
Oop, celeb shot. Oop.
Ah.
Ding. Oh, 30 free spins. Look at that.
And then one of them turns around, haggard old man.
What's his name?
Clyde.
Clyde, okay.
He turns around to you and he's like, you know, I was bisexual in college. I'm married 40 years, but I would have fucked the shit out of a guy like you.
All right, Clyde. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You got a great ass, champ.
Okay. Thank you, man. God.
And then you turn around and walk away, and he smacks it. And he's like, whoop, my hand got free.
Hey, Clyde, you keep that hand on the button, all right? Hands off the merchandise. All right.
You're funny,
freak.
What a freak.
And then we take them for all they're worth.
Yeah. To the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When there's an old person just crying at the machine.
My stipend has run out.
That's too bad.
You're gonna have to
retirement.
You're gonna have to get off the chair.
We have people waiting.
There's people in the lobby, so we're gonna need you to bounce.
Clyde's here.
We need you to get
out of
here.
Me and Clyde have a thing. We got a special little thing. So
Clyde,
you gotta
keeps
get up.
Winning.
Yeah.
Every time Clyde wins, you walk up behind him and your hand just kind of hitting his waist a little bit. You're like, nice job. He's like, thanks. Form a conspiracy.
Clyde wins because Cody wants to have sex with him.
No, Clyde wants to have sex with me.
Yeah, but he turns you around.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then it's like, sort of like I yearn for the attention.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You both know, like, you're in relationships.
Clyde,
what are
you doing?
Yeah.
Kind of like turn my ass toward, you know?
Yeah. Let me check the machine here for you.
Yeah. Yeah, let me just see if things plugged in. Yep. It is.
All plugged in. I'm just checking out the machine.
Hey, eyes on the slot machine. Come on.
Come on, quit playing around.
What are you looking at? Quit playing around. Fucking this guy. Lock this guy up.
He's just in the button. You're just around. He's like, you're distracting me again.
Stop it, Clyde.
I'm going to need you to leave, Cody.
Dude, speaking, I
meanwhile,
remembered this.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, meanwhile, I'd be in the corner. And someone would be negotiating me to cut their lawn.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys do very good work. I don't agree with everything Trump has to say about you.
I don't.
I'm a big fan of the Mexicans.
I'm not.
I'm not. Sorry, I don't speak Spanish.
Right.
I'm sorry. No hablo.
Right. I'm not a landscaper. Landscapers come in more than one size and origin. But thank you. Anyway, what were you saying?
Well, I feel like it's my turn to Kid Cudi this now. Because I remember this when you were talking
You're
about...
just like, I hacked a reporter to
Yeah, no.
That's the fuck. That's dark. That's the fucked up.
No, I was thinking about this because, you know, I was like, you were talking about your depressing story. So I was like, what's one that I could bring up? And then I was like, wait, I've been thinking about this all morning since you drove this fucking car in here. The reason why I'm so nervous about carbon monoxide is because I saw that article about the two people that died on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
In Mexico? It's like a nice 5-star hotel. And they both died of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah.
Because apparently the machine had been unplugged like 4 times.
Yeah.
Run out of batteries. And the hotel just would not replace it. And they just ignored it. And then both of them died. This is a 5-star hotel.
Well, yeah.
And it's like a Hyatt or something like that. So now they're like being sued to high heaven, obviously.
Well, now they just earn themselves 5 stars.
What? I don't get it.
You've played Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Damn, no, I'm just picturing the game. Like, the hotel manager just standing at the desk. And then out of nowhere, just the 5 stars start blinking. It's just like, beep. What?
What do we do? What do we do? Yeah, so I've just been nervous that we're going to die the whole time.
No, that's cool, man. No, it's too
big
of a space.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no, we're fine. Oh, shit.
That felt dark. I'm not making fun of the people.
Yeah.
That, you know.
You're joking about how to die.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So last week, or the week before, I brought you my favorite TikToker of the week.
Yeah. Which, he's popping off, man.
He's been popping off, actually.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He had like 50,000 followers at that time. Now he's got 100, I think. He's doubled.
He's going up.
Since that time.
It's going up.
And you can kind of, you know, you can kind of tell the fame's kind of, you know, it's getting. Well, by the way, actually, no, he's been the same guy since then, honestly. I'm surprised that his videos have stayed exactly the same.
Yeah.
But the one thing that has changed is he's showing the inside of the coffee shops that he's going to. And I think that's because you might have struck a nerve.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because don't you remember that comment where you're like...
He doesn't even go in.
Yeah.
Like I love the editing.
He's like walking towards the building, then it cuts right to the outside.
Yeah. Hey, what can I say?
And now since then, he's been showing the inside.
It's all right. It's all right, my guy. Take it and run with it, my man.
But since then, people have been sending me content that sort of has the same vibe.
Similar vibe.
Yeah. I hate to use the term NPC, but it's just like... I would say this is more just normal people videos.
Right.
And people not trying to do anything for the camera. It's just their normal life.
Which is cool because I feel that we, you know, I think no one will admit it, but the beginning of TikTok, everyone liked it because there's all these people who were like, you know, a little bit, maybe a little bit off.
Yeah, okay.
You know? Maybe a little bit unwell.
Okay.
Just uploading randomly.
That is true, yeah.
And everyone's like...
Yeah, right.
And you know, they like to pretend that the app was, you know...
Yeah.
Everyone's on there like, yo, look at this mentally ill person.
Yeah. Or like, right. Look at this like meth addict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but I think everyone was so drawn to it because we don't have, you know, people on there like our boy who are just making things to make them.
Yeah.
Because they believe in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think.
And I also think in this age of like, you know, I think like Mr. Beast has like spawned this entire generation of people that are like, okay, we have to like take this random thing and drive it across the country and somehow find this person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the era of that, this is kind of a breath of fresh air. Where it's like, or we can just go to Walmart and fucking
do nothing.
Mm-hmm. So I bring you my favorite video of the week.
That's fine.
And it's this.
I come to the store and this sauce right here catches my eye. And one of these times I'm going to try it.
Japanese barbecue sauce. You got the hot and spicy, the original.
Our boy working a little turtle shell back there. You make sure you see that.
It looks good. Have any of you guys had that before? If so.
Now, did he say, whenever I come into this store?
I think so. I think this is just a Walmart, I think.
No. I like that. I like this store.
Why?
It's kind of a subtle... It's like a... Well, we're here at Walmart. Yeah, it's a store.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. Relax. Yeah, it's like a little bit of a flex.
Like, calm down.
Yeah.
It's just a store.
It's just a store.
When I come into this store,
yeah.
This catches my eye.
It's like, it's Walmart for you because it's a special occasion when you go here. For me, this is just, it's a store.
It's one of the many I frequent.
Yeah. You paused it at the perfect time because that's the end of the video.
Perfect.
He just goes, have any of you guys tried it? Let me know. And that's the end.
He doesn't get it. He just says, one of these times
I might buy it. It's the perfect video. It's like how everyone walks through a store. It's like, oh, I've been meaning to buy that, but I don't really want to carry it today, so I'm not going to get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this has the same vibe as, you know, a father gets a camera and they're filming their 14-year-old son.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're live. And they just say something random.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to this store. I like this sauce. I might get it one time. Okay.
You love that sauce, don't you?
Wave bye.
One of these times I'm going to buy that for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
What's the comment?
Oh. What is it? Just try it, my guy. What do you want us to say? Just try it, bro. He wants to know if any of you guys have tried it, though. So, Brian, that's what you're supposed to say.
He wants...
Have you tried it, that sauce?
I have not tried
it. Okay, yeah, I haven't tried the sauce either. Should we write that?
Man, he has that MySpace look, man.
Every day I pick up the sauce, I read its label, Japanese hot sauce. I wonder to myself, is today the day that I finally conquer my fears? Is today the day that I finally take the leap and change my entire life? I ponder to myself and contemplate for 5 to 6 hours. No, I say, not yet. I'm not ready. That's beautiful.
That was fucking lame. Don't try to steal the thunder, man.
Amber, you seem like a nice guy. But man, what is going on?
Everyone bugging out by someone just normal. They're so angry. They just don't get it.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, weird posts, but that sauce is amazing. I love it. Weird posts, but I'll answer the question. I actually have tried it. It's great.
Oh, man, he's using the internet like the old when you just put out ideas. And
this is like when,
Actually, you know what it is? He's just treating it like an Ask Reddit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Which is so jarring to people.
Yeah.
When you use a video to just pose a question.
Yeah.
That's going to be my new YouTube angle. It's just a million questions. I'm just going to start a channel called A Million Questions. And every day I
upload
something.
YouTube short every day?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Have you tried Evian water?
Got a cue for you. What's the best bottled water?
Yeah.
I'll tell you mine, but I actually want to know what your guys' favorite is.
Yeah, that would probably go crazy on the algorithm.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
20,000 replies every day.
Yeah.
Quick cue. What do you guys like on your hot dogs?
Yeah.
See ya.
What's the best slot machine?
Yeah.
And why is it Rich Little Piggies?
Yeah. Okay, look at him. See, now he's fucking, he gets a little fame, and now he wants to tell us how to think, piece of shit. This guy is a classic MySpace presentation.
Yeah.
Helmet hair.
Yeah.
You know? Looks like he's in a pop punk band.
Yep. Yeah, this is like when Instagram first came out, and you just post pictures of like shit you're eating, and be like, what do you think, like, ever had this?
Yeah. Oh, I thought
like
when
you actually wanted it to like when you actually wanted to socialize with people.
Yeah.
Over.
Oh, I thought it was like posting random pictures, then saying like supremely inappropriate stuff.
I mean that's when Facebook was first invented.
Got it.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for the beginning of Instagram, so I don't know.
What do you mean you weren't there for it?
I didn't download Instagram until like we had met.
Really?
I only had Instagram for like a year and a half prior to that.
Wow, that's crazy. I missed the first couple years, and then I downloaded it in college.
Let me really think. So that was what, 1980? Sorry.
Nice, dude. Thanks, man. No, it was actually 2010, I'll have you know.
Okay. I'm thinking. I think I downloaded Instagram 2014, maybe? Yeah. Or 13. Wow. Or 14. Whoa, hey, get this. Get the fuck out of my coffee. How do the flies get up here? You know?
So, yeah.
So, yeah, I missed the...
That's my favorite video of the week. Now, I wouldn't say he's my favorite
TikToker
of the week because right. I went on his page and he doesn't, you know... That video had some traction, so I'm
right.
comfortable bringing it up.
Right.
You know, the rest of his stuff is kind of
yeah
random, you know?
That's kind of cool.
Like, he's only got 5,000 followers. I didn't want to...
Well,
not that doesn't matter, but I didn't want to, like, pull this guy up and be like... Not that we're clowning him, but you get it.
We're not.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're not.
We're not. He's, you know, he's out here hustling.
Yeah, exactly.
Posing questions to the world.
Yep.
Trying to connect, trying to network.
And there was one other thing I wanted to show you.
Let this be a lesson, guys, girls, wherever you are. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
Don't try too hard.
That's the most endearing thing.
You're sitting there thinking of...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't try too hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't try too hard. Just be yourself.
Just be yourself. You don't need props.
No.
I do want to show you this one more video.
Oh, okay.
I think
another favorite video of the week? You know, I feel
yeah,
like
yeah,
I need to contribute.
I have two favorite videos of the week.
I feel like I need to contribute.
What'd you say? It is, yeah, last sent through. You're going to really enjoy this.
They shut the power down.
Hey, shut the fuck up!
God damn.
Why? Listen!
You listen.
We got a bad storm coming, that's why.
Oh my gosh. Tornadoes?
If we tell you that you need your shelter because there's a tornado, it's already produced two tornadoes. If we tell you that you need a shelter, you need to go to the back of this hallway where he's pointing. Go through the double doors. Security will take you to the very back of the warehouse where there are no windows. And that's where you will be.
I'll show you tornado.
Stop being an idiot. This is serious, y'all. Get the fuck out of here.
They're fucking back. I'll leave.
You're gonna fucking...
He said, okay, I'll leave. You're gonna leave.
Bro, that's like walking up naked in Second Life into someone's house. I'll show you tornado.
Yeah, exactly.
It's serious, idiot. Be for real. Get the fuck out of here, y'all. That was sick, though.
That was fucking sick, right?
I'll show you tornado. And he was about to go in, bro. They cut him off. That was whack. Who stopped him? Who stopped him? Oh, they knocked it out of his hand.
Grabbed that shit.
Bro.
Stop. This is serious.
She knew her husband liked it. She was like, don't do this in front of him.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Her husband about to get all into it. He's like, hell yeah. She's like, no, David, stop it.
I'm leaving. You're going to leave.
You're going to leave. Damn, I'm that leaving. Dialogue, man. Her face. I like that security guard's got the dip into.
Yeah. Is this a bar?
It has to be.
Right?
Man, with how long it took
It's crazy they weren't just like, get out of here.
With how long it took, like, that lady to explain, they would have died.
Yeah, I know. It's just crazy that they that everyone's still like standing there partying.
Yeah.
And they're like, the party can keep going. Just if we tell you to shelter, you got to do it.
I think, that's what I learned about. I thought tornadoes were this. I bombed for like 10 minutes straight in St. Louis talking about tornadoes.
Why?
So. Because I thought it was like a threatening thing, and it's not really. It definitely fucks up people's houses, but tornadoes are more like, we got a tornado warning. And they're like, it touched down. And everyone might stand outside that bar and just see it like visually, it just looks like it's like 20 miles out, and they're just seeing it move across. And
so, but is the danger that like it can, like the debris? Right? Because it like throws shit around and that could hurt you.
Yeah.
But you can't get caught in it.
Yeah, I think you can. You can definitely get. Yeah.
Like, ah!
Yeah. Basically, what that guy did to the beer.
I mean, I know. Yeah, exactly. I know it's probably happened to people, so it's a little bit fucked up to joke about, but imagine just like.
Getting
yeah, exactly.
Yanked up.
You're just like, ah! Like 30 feet off the ground.
Actually, no, it just lifts you up and it puts you back down.
Yeah.
Just gently places you back down. Yeah, but my understanding with tornadoes is when they hit, they just kind of have a designated path for a short period and then they just disappear. So you might have a tornado warning, but I don't think anyone takes
that
serious.
Why would you drive straight into this?
Because you can get pretty close.
Oh my God. That's insane.
Yeah.
Go in, pussy. The challenge is driving fast enough that you can get to the eye.
Yeah.
Because then it's perfectly still.
Yeah.
And then you have to drive with it. You have to drive the speed of it.
Don't fucking tempt me, dog.
Yeah, let's do it.
Don't challenge me, homie. Yeah.
Let's take this thing, yeah. These things are actually really good for storm chasing.
Yeah. This isn't a tornado video, it's a gender reveal, actually.
What?
It's a gender reveal. Just a dude running up, just trying to throw some powder in there. Just gets yanked up in it. We got a storm coming, and we're going to use it for the gender reveal. Oh, man, you're fucking crazy. Ain't no way you're going to use that. Yeah, bet you're some bitch ass I am.
Yeah.
I'm driving right up to her. I'm throwing a feather and a baby right up in there. Don't throw the fucking baby in there. Dude drives up in a fucking Duramax. Oh, man, Mike just went up in the tornado, man.
It'll pull him down eventually.
Maybe in two pieces. Bro.
So isn't the danger with that it can, like, reverse directions, like, quickly?
It ain't like a fucking race car. You're going to see it.
I think they move pretty fast.
They move fast, but if it started changing, you would. I mean, look at that. They're pulling up that in a Prius. Come on.
Yeah. Like, y'all see that? Yo, check that shit out right there.
It's like it's a drive-in movie. Ah, man, I drive right up to it, man. I want to see what's going on.
The other person's not a storm chaser. They're just driving
on
the highway.
Dude, in St. Louis, I was like, anybody had their house fucked up by a tornado? Everyone's like, no. Mm. I'm like, whoops. Oh, well.
You're like, damn, I got fucking 20 more minutes of tornado to
that picture. Actually happened. I wrote a couple bits and they were like, no. I'm like, okay.
But we don't think anything about tornadoes are funny here.
Yeah. Yep.
They're not dangerous.
Bombed
They're not
it hard.
Cool. They're just like nothing to us.
Yeah. Tornado Alley.
Oh, this is interesting.
That kind of looks like Tornado Nutsack.
Nice. It does, actually. It kind of looks like a penis.
It's like, yeah. Warm, dry air, warm, moist air. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why Texas got some sensitive little bitches down there, because they're moist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you shut your fucking mouth, pussy.
I'll show you, tornado. Oh, man, I'm feeling lightheaded.
Yeah, tornado.
We are definitely slowly dying right now.
Tornado. Oh, you see the new Dune trailer? No, I'm
you
serious.
Me? No, I actually haven't seen it.
Did you watch the first one?
I meant to watch it on my Garmin watch, but
tough. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. I'll get you that digital survival compass, and I'll load it on there.
Yeah.
You can watch that on your next run.
I meant to watch it on my sat nav.
Yeah. Your nautical sat nav for a dinghy boat.
Yeah.
Hard fucking plastic case.
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I am excited for that movie. And you know what? Actually, we almost went to the theater on Sunday. We almost did. No, that's a big step for us.
Yeah. Just you making one of those videos. So I've never gone to the movie theater
before. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is my first time in a movie theater. What do you think?
Yeah. So I'm here to watch. I wanted to see, what was it? Past Lives or whatever?
What's that?
That's an A24 movie.
Yeah.
And also No Hard Feelings. I want to see that too.
Got it.
So here to watch a movie and just wondering, what's your guys' favorite movie? Have you guys ever seen a movie? Let me know. Thanks.
Oh, word, yes, this movie.
Yeah. So we almost did it. What?
Just thinking of bad puns, dude.
What?
No Hard Feelings. It's a film about my circumcision. Go ahead.
Mmm.
Sorry.
That was good.
I'm not very on it today.
Oh, the laughter djembe.
Yep.
What is it? Djembe? Djembe.
Oh, dude, I'm going to do that in my next show.
What?
Next time I bomb a joke, I'm going to bring a drum.
Yeah.
So if I bomb a joke, it's just like, okay, moving on.
Should we chat with this AI thing?
Yeah, but no, hold on. So you didn't go?
No, we didn't. I'm just telling you, we almost did.
So what'd you end up doing?
Just stayed home. Yeah, this I'm fucking, I'm trying to be like Adam Jockel, all right?
Yeah, that was awesome, man. Yeah, that was awesome.
No, but you know me, I'm anti-theater.
Yeah.
So for me to almost go is a big step, and that is a story.
Damn.
It's not a non-story. No. I went to Google Maps. Like, Google Maps the closest theater. And then I said, see showtimes. I said, see more, because it only showed two of the movies that were playing.
Oh, God.
So at first I thought, is this theater only playing two movies? What the fuck? And I clicked show more. Fear not. There was like a list of six more. So that's, I was like, oh, whoa. Okay. Kind of a relief. So then, and it was a dine-in theater. So I was pretty excited about that. So then I was like, kind of like, okay, well, we can go for dinner. And I took a nap. And I woke up, and the movie was supposed to start at 6:30. I woke up at 6.
Yeah.
The theater was a little bit longer than half an hour away.
Right.
So I was like, we're not even going to make
the movie,
yeah. Like the start of it.
Right.
I don't want to go to a movie and it be 5 minutes into it already.
Right.
So then we said, we're just going to stay home.
Okay.
And trying to think of what else.
Dude, you know,
I think that's all the details.
You know what that felt like?
Well, we had a hard time choosing between past lives and no hard feelings.
This feels...
Past lives wasn't playing at the theater, so...
This feels like...
Wasn't a choice.
A dude...
Well, no hard feelings was the only movie.
That starts. This feels like if two people started a podcast and they have legitimately not a fucking clue what they wanted to do with it.
So it was the only option.
Right.
So it actually wasn't a choice at all.
Oh, okay.
It was our only option.
Yeah. But that's a sick story,
man. Yeah. Thanks, man. What'd you get up to this weekend?
I almost killed myself.
Boring. Cool, man.
Oh, that's not very fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's
boring.
That's how I thought about doing it, but then
yeah, carbon monoxide.
Yeah, carbon monoxide.
That's so funny.
Yeah, man, that's great.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's a great story. What did I do this weekend, dude? Oh, the fucking fights on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. I watched the Volkanovski one.
That's the only one?
I watched the two before it, but I missed Robbie Lawler fight.
Don't even fucking talk to me.
Why? Which one?
You
which
missed
one
were, Robbie Lawler.
I did. I know. And I know. I already knocked out the guy in 30 seconds.
Dude.
Is there any better way to end your career than that?
Oh, dude. I was tearing up.
Yeah. I mean, that is... You couldn't ask for a better end.
Dude, his went at the end. Fuck. I was so judgmental of people that cried in sporting moments. Because I'm like, how could you? That's the first sporting moment I almost broke.
Did he cry?
Yeah, that broke me. Because, like, first of all, he looks older, but he doesn't seem like he's aged.
Yeah.
He still looks like he's like 30 something. I didn't realize he's 41.
Yeah.
And you know, they get him on the mic and he's like a pretty stoic dude and he's like, "Oh man, you know, I've been fighting a long time, you know, and I just think now, you know." You could tell like he's feeling it like, "Fuck, this is the last time." It was really sick because the arena was almost completely packed out and I think people were definitely like, "We need to get there early." And see Robbie for the last time. And yeah, the way he knocked him out, it was just clean.
Yeah.
Fucking nasty uppercut. And then they played like this reel, and they don't do this normally, but they're like, there's like a big thank you reel. So they have like a you know, a feed of him looking up at the video, and he's watching, and they show him at like fucking 20 something, and it just, he just starts like, he just starts breaking.
Oh my God.
I'm looking at him like, fuck, this is just holy a raw moment, shit, man. Yeah. I don't think we can show this.
You can play it muted maybe.
Yeah. This
probably
is
not
the,
actually.
No. I don't think you can,
but
show,
you can just
footage,
keep playing in the background so I can. Was that the knockout?
Yeah, he beat the dog shit out of that guy. Oh yeah, here we go. You can just see him. So, you know, they got some, you know, hype ass music behind this. Yeah. And I'm just getting memories just watching it, you know, thinking of like when I watched when I was young, and yeah, look at him. He can't even keep it together. God, it's fucking,
oh,
up
yeah,
right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even see him in the left corner there.
This is getting me right now.
Yeah. This is what sports is about.
You motherfucker.
What?
I thought you were saying that ironically.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Like legacy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Emotional
look,
moments
look,
like this.
Look how young that man is,
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Straight killer, yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
But yeah, just get like being reminded of all the phases of his fight career, yeah, and it just, even as a viewer, you know, you're reminded how long you've been watching him, and you weirdly have some connection to him, even, yeah, though he has no fucking clue who you are. Just crazy, man. Ruthless Robbie Lawler.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so he won.
What did you think of the whole tiff between Izzy and what's his face?
Yeah, people were like getting really bent about that, but I think those people,
was a little weird.
Well, I think those people forgot. It's like, I think their memory just hadn't served them. Drakus had this weird interview after a fight where, and he has like a couple moments where he's like, I'm a real African.
Oh, okay.
And it's like,
so he started it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, you know, and, okay, and it just came across like some weird, like South African, like apartheid shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm not,
yeah,
saying that's like what he is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's just how it came across, because he's like, I'm a real African. I train in Africa. Yeah. I breathe African air. And I think that's,
yeah,
pretty, like, that's pretty shitty to say, yeah, when there was, like, there's fucking Francis Ngannou, Kamaru Usman, and you have Izzy. You know, sure, they don't live in Africa.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But I thought it was ironic, because people were saying, you know, how can Izzy say that Drakus isn't like a real African? And it's like, that's the point he was,
yeah,
making.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was fucking with him.
Yeah.
Because like, there's an old clip of Izzy basically being like, I can't wait to fight him. I'm just going to call him the N-word the whole time.
And he did. And I thought it was like kind of weird. Like, you see the Dana White interview where he's like, what racial undertones?
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah,
dude, yeah, that's all it was.
Yeah, come on, like, man. Be fucking for real.
Be for real. Dude.
Yeah.
That's,
dude,
all it was. He's,
yeah,
like, what? What?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I mean, you know, Dana, he needs to sell that fight. He's not trying to drum that up.
No, but yeah, but he should be, I guess.
If, yeah,
if he, like, is that the whole point?
All the memes are so funny, like Dana White, like, getting excited to promote a race war.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he's just getting all stoked.
Yeah,
like, oh,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
We're going to make the dollars now, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
I think at the end.
Well, he kind of is, though, by saying, like, he can say whatever the fuck he wants to say.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I think at the end of that exchange, I think Drakus was actually, he seemed a little slightly shook.
Yeah, I
like
think
when,
so too.
When Izzy was like, no.
I don't think he was expecting that.
When he's like, stare off. He's like, just feel me,
yeah,
just feel me.
Yeah, yeah, that was hard.
Yeah, I think Drakus, like, first of all, I think Drakus, like, was reminded in that moment, like, okay, this dude does not give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think there's something undeniably scary about a dude who says things like, I manifested this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there are fighters that are like, I believe God is in my right hand. But if you have someone who's like, you are on my vision board.
Yeah.
That's just.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So my only thought is, the way Drakus fights is like, when Bobby would kind of put the pressure on him, Drakus has this thing of doing this. He like covers up and kind of walks back. Izzy's a counterpuncher, but it makes me wonder if Izzy takes the fight to him, can he just back Dracus up to the fence and then just take away his movement? I don't
know. Totally. I was thinking the exact same
thing. Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's actually what you texted me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what you texted me. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No hard feelings. That was the only one that was playing.
Mm, that's the one you almost saw.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning into this 300th episode.
It was a special episode. This episode had everything.
It really did.
Peaks, valleys, 30 free spins.
Yeah.
Literally, we hit a big win.
We kicked it off with a big win.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That never happens. And that's what it's about. I'm glad you guys finally get to see, because people in the comments are like, all they talk about is fucking gambling now. Now you get to see the joy and the reason why it's close to our hearts.
Yeah, so join us in the bonus. We don't mean our free spins. We mean the actual bonus episode. Join us in the bonus. It's just gonna be a real time slot play for a whole hour.
Yeah.
We'll have some cake.
No, this will be your guys' bonus spin.
Yeah.
So we'll see y'all. Take us for a bonus spin. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Take us for a spin now.
Take us for a little bonus meat spin.
Yeah. I'll show you a tornado.
Yeah.
How's this for a spin?
Oh, fucking A, Clyde. God damn. What's that? Is that touching tips?
Yeah. Me and Clyde.
Show you a tornado. Oh, bro.
It still stinks.
We talk about it in the bonus. I kind of have regrets about that, but I would talk about it in the bonus.
Okay. TMGstudios.tv.
Big thank you, everybody.
Keep in mind, this is the 300th free episode.
Yeah.
We've also done almost 300 bonus episodes.
We have.
So we're probably like over 500 episodes of podcasting in or something like that.
Just pretty awesome.
That's fucking phenomenal. Very. All of those are on TMGstudios.tv. And you can access all of them, the whole archive.
Yeah, very proud to say that. So, yeah, big thank you, everybody, for all the continued support.
Yes.
And, yeah, we'll see you on
the bonus. We'll see you
in the bonus.
And for the next 300.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
This week on The Bone Zone.
Should we talk with my AI?
I'm meeting Cody Ko for the first time.
What the fuck did they train this on? Is this how I actually talk?
Last night was when you're dramatically lit.
It was a movie last night. It was dramatically lit.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.